The Diet Coke and Mentos explosion. For this experiment, all you'll need is a bottle of Diet Coke and a packet of Mentos. Firstly, go outside and find a large open area. Open the Coke and place it on the ground. Put the Mentos inside the bottle and very quickly you'll see an eruption. This is formed because the Diet Coke is full of thousands of tiny bubbles of carbon dioxide just waiting to explode and escape the bottle. When you put the Mentos inside, it breaks the surface tension, and because each of the Mentos is covered in thousands of tiny dimples, the bubbles rush to cover the surface of the sweets, creating a fountain of bubbles. So there you have it. That's how you make a Diet Coke and Mentos explosion. Do-it-yourself projector. You're going to need a cardboard box, a magnifying glass, some gaffer tape, a scalpel, a pair of scissors, and a pencil. The first step is to use the scalpel to remove one of the flaps from the box. When that's done, take your magnifying glass and hold it against one side of the box. Use the pencil to carefully draw around the magnifying glass. Use the scalpel to carefully cut out the circle shape. It's best to ask an adult to help you with this part of the experiment. Make sure to be careful when using the scalpel. Once you've cut out the circle, fit the magnifying glass into place. You might be able to remove the handle from yours. We couldn't, but that shouldn't affect things too much. Use some of the gaffer tape to secure the magnifying glass in place. This creates the lens for your projector. Then, take the piece of cardboard that you cut off earlier and fold it up to make a stand for your phone. Check that your phone fits securely onto the stand. Once you've done that, load up a video onto your phone. You'll need to change your phone's settings so that the screen doesn't rotate, and then place the phone so that the video plays upside down. When the image transfers through the magnifying glass, it will be turned around the right way. Take the box into a dark room and there you go. The image is projected onto the wall, and you've got your own cinema at home. You'll need to try moving the phone around into slightly different positions and angles in order to get the clearest picture, and it's never going to be as clear as it is at the cinema, but it's still a really cool trick that you can do very easily at home. And there you go, that's how you can make your very own do-it-yourself projector. A glowing rubber egg. I think this might be my favourite experiment that we've done so far. For this experiment, you're going to need a highlighter, a black light, a glass bowl, an egg, some vinegar, and a jar. The first step is to remove the ink from the inside of your highlighter pen. You must do this very carefully. Once you've done that, place it in the bowl and pour some of the vinegar over the top. When you've made sure that the inside of the pen is completely covered, use your hands to squeeze the ink outside. You'll see that it starts to change the colour of the vinegar inside the bowl. Do this for a couple of minutes until the inside of the pen has gone completely white. Then take your jar and place the egg inside. Pour your mixture of ink and vinegar inside the jar, and then pour more vinegar inside the jar until the egg is completely covered. If you set the jar aside and leave it for some time, in this case, 1 week, you'll see that the vinegar has completely dissolved the shell of the egg. Once the shell of the egg is dissolved, all that remains is a membrane which holds everything inside. The membrane is a very thin kind of skin. If you compare our egg to a normal egg with the shell still on, you'll see that it's actually much bigger. Why do you think this is? And when we turn the black light on, we can see that the egg glows green. This is because the liquid in the jar, in this case vinegar and highlighter ink, has been absorbed into the egg through a process called osmosis. This has made the skin of the egg bright, glowing green. I know what you're thinking. What happens if the egg breaks? Let's find out. Well, you can see that the inside of the egg is glowing as well, and that's because the highlighter ink has gone straight through the membrane of the egg and been absorbed with the liquid inside. In this case, making an amazing glowing green fried egg. Isn't that great? It looks like it's radioactive. And there we have it. That's how you make your very own glowing rubber egg at home, with nothing but vinegar and a highlighter pen. Homemade mini lightsabers. This is a really cool experiment. You're just going to need some differently coloured LED lights, some watch batteries, 2 clear plastic pens, a black marker, and some gaffer tape. The first step is to unscrew the pen from its clear case. Then take one of your LEDs and wrap it around the sides of the watch battery. You'll know if it's the right way round when the light starts to glow. Take some of your tape and secure the LED light in place. Wrap the tape all the way around to make sure that it's secure. This will also form the handle of your lightsaber. Place the clear lid over the top of the LED light, and then use a bit more tape to fix that in place. Once that's done, you can use your black marker pen to decorate the handle of your lightsaber. Have a look at some of the ones they use in the Star Wars films, or you could try and make your own. I've decided to add some stripes to mine. And don't forget, you'll need to draw on a few buttons. Once that's done, repeat the process with the other LED light. And when you're finished, you'll have 2 lightsabers. Let battle begin! And there you have it. That's how you can make your very own homemade mini lightsaber, Magic Mud, from tonic water. All you're going to need is a spoon, some corn flour, a bottle of tonic water, and a bowl. Pour some tonic water into the bowl. About 500 milliliters will do. Then add a few tablespoons of corn flour. You'll need to add enough so that it forms a thick paste. You'll notice it's very hard to mix together, but stay with it and you will manage it. It starts to form quite a gluey consistency. You'll notice that the mixture starts to behave quite strangely. You can pick it up like a solid object. If you apply pressure to it, it behaves like it's solid. But as soon as you remove the pressure, it behaves like a liquid. If you place it in the palm of your hand, you'll see that it runs straight through your fingers. This strange fluid is something we call a non-Newtonian fluid, which means it doesn't follow the normal rules of how a liquid should behave. You'll also notice that it can get quite messy. You can do this just with normal water, but there's an added benefit to using tonic water. Tonic water contains a substance called quinine, which glows in the dark. So if you apply an ultraviolet light, you'll see that your magic mud glows in the dark. This is a great experiment to do with friends. You can see who can make the best magic mud. You could try adding some food colouring to the mixture to see if it glows a slightly different colour in the dark. And there you have it. That's how you can make magic mud from tonic water. The power of bleach. Make sure that you have an adult present to help you with the experiment. You're going to need a glass, a bottle of water, some bleach, and some red food dye. The first step is to take your glass and your bottle of water and your red food dye. Place a few drops of the red food dye into the bottom of the glass. Once that's done, replace the cap and put the bottle to one side. Pour some water into the cup. You'll see that the food dye changes the colour of the water, making it a bright red colour. Place the water to one side and then take your bottle of bleach. Carefully remove the cap and pour some bleach into the water. You'll see almost immediately that it changes the colour of the water. If you stir the water and mix the bleach further into it, you'll see that the liquid becomes even paler. But why does this happen? Well, as you know, bleach is used for cleaning. And one of the things bleach does is break down molecules, or rather the bonds between the molecules. In this case, it's breaking down the bonds between the different coloured dyes in the food dye. This stops the food dye from colouring the water, making it turn almost completely clear. You can see that before the bleach is mixed into the water, it still retains its red colouring. And there we have it. That is the power of bleach. Twist in time experiment, which is really great fun. You're going to need four clips, a glass and a smaller glass, three different types of food colouring, three small tubs, three pipettes, some liquid hand soap, a jug of water, and some adult supervision. The first step is to take your larger glass and add a small amount of liquid hand soap. Then take your smaller glass and place it inside. Do this slowly so that you don't add too many air bubbles to the mixture. You'll see that the hand soap starts to run up the inside of the larger glass. Then fill the small glass with water. This will help to weigh it down and hold it in place. Take one of your clips and place it onto the rim of the larger glass. Take another clip and place it on the opposite side. Place a third clip and leave a space for the fourth. Then take your three tubs, pour a small amount of hand soap into each of them, then add a few drops of food dye into each tub. Two worked well for me. Make sure that none of the food dye gets mixed up. Then use your pipettes to mix the food dye in with the hand soap. This might take some time to do properly, but it's well worth it once it's finished. Again, make sure that the pipettes do not mix. Take your glasses. Very carefully use the pipette to suck up a few drops of the food dye and soap mix. Then, very carefully, place the pipette into the layer between your large and your small glass. Go about 1 inch down into the soap squeeze some of the mixture into the liquid and pull it out again. Make sure that you're very careful as you do this. Repeat this step twice, once with each colour. Try to remove any air bubbles from the pipette before you squeeze out the mixture. This will help the experiment go much more smoothly. You'll see that as you squeeze the mixture out into the soap, it forms a small pool and then remains. This is because the soap is very thick. Try to hold the glass very still as you do this. Once all three colours have been placed, put your last remaining clip into its spot. Then, very carefully, turn the inner glass. You'll see that the three colours start to blend together, almost disappearing. That's the end of that, isn't it? Well, perhaps not. Turn your glass back in the opposite direction, and you'll see that the colours come back. They haven't mixed together at all. But why is this? Well, we're still not quite sure of the exact reason ourselves, but the best explanation is that when you put the three colours into the mixture, they actually form three separate layers, each on their own. When you turn the glass, each layer is spread out thinly. When you turn the glass backwards again, the layer returns almost to normal, but they never mix. Isn't that great? A matchbox microphone. The first step is to take a matchbox, some scissors, some electric cables with clips, a few pencils, a sharp craft knife, a pair of headphones, and a battery. Make sure that you have an adult help you with this experiment. The first step is to empty your matchbox, take the drawer from the inside, and use a sharp pencil to make two holes in each end of the matchbox. Then, using the craft knife, and with adult supervision, carefully cut your pencil in half. Once that's done, use the knife to very carefully remove the graphite from inside the pencil. You'll need a few sections of this. Two of the sections will slot through the matchbox holes, so make sure they're long enough. Once you've got them, use the pair of scissors to carefully file down one side of the graphite to create a flat surface. Push these two pieces of graphite through the matchbox with the flat surfaces facing upwards. The pencil shavings will make things a bit dirty, but don't worry, that's all part of the fun. Then, take a shorter piece of graphite and once again file down one side to make it flat. Break a few pieces off if it's too long to fit inside. Then place it on top of the two pieces of graphite with the flat side down. This will help it stay still. Take your battery and attach one cable onto the positive end. Attach the other end of the cable onto one piece of graphite. Attach another cable to the second piece of graphite and a third cable to the negative end of your battery. Take your headphones, clip the second cable onto the bottom of the jack and the third cable onto the top. Then take your headphones and pop them in your ears. Carefully tap the matchbox. You should very clearly hear the sound transmitted through the headphones. This is because the graphite is a conductive material. It allows a circuit to be created by attaching the cables using the battery and the headphones. And there you have it. That's how you can create your very own matchbox microphone.
A square bubble at home. It's a really simple experiment. All you're going to need for this one is some washing up liquid, some glycerin, scissors, 12 straws, 6 pipe cleaners, and a large bucket of water. make sure that there's an adult present. The first step is to add some washing up liquid to your water. This is normally how you'd make a bubble mixture, but the secret ingredient in this case is to add some of the glycerin. This will help your bubbles to last longer. Give the mixture a bit of a stir with your hands, gently. Then take your pipe cleaners and cut them down the middle very carefully. Then take your straws and cut them halfway down as well. The straws need to be long enough to fit onto the pipe cleaners with a bit of space at each end. Take three of the pipe cleaners and twist the ends together into a pyramid shape. You'll need to make four of these pyramids. The next step is to take your straws and thread them around each of the pipe cleaners. This is so that when you come to making a bubble cube, the edges of the bubble have a smooth surface to cling to. When all of the straws are on the pipe cleaners, you can start to make your cube shape. Very carefully twist the ends of the pipe cleaners around each of the corners, and very soon you'll have your very own cube. It won't look perfect, but that's not too important. Very carefully dip the cube into the bubble mixture. You'll see that it's created flat surfaces, but if you shake the cube, the surfaces mix together and create crazy shapes. I bet you never thought you'd be able to make a bubble that shape. The next step is to take a straw and blow some of the bubble mixture into the center. And there you can see a cube in the middle. If you blow more inside, the cube will get bigger. You could always suck some more air out to make the cube smaller. Have fun playing with your bubble cubes, trying all different kinds of shapes and sizes. Why not show your friends how to make their own bubble cube, and you can see who can make the best.